At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Knowing is Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all. Appreciate the journey. Appreciate all the love and support. I've been on Threads lately, guys. So if anybody who is a fan of Threads, it's one of my favorite new apps. Well, it's not really new, I guess, because it came out last year. Anyways, I appreciate you all so much for tuning in to another episode. Hope all is well. Praying for a peaceful week for you all. Praying that you have a peace of mind. And, you know, I think it's today I really just wanted to just talk about, you know, just the overall essence of really valuing who you are as a person. I think oftentimes we're kind of told to live in a life that's very modest and shortening of the light that I believe that each of us all can present to the world. You know, I'm a very huge fan of humility and living life in a very humble and a space of understanding one's importance of knowing the reasons why we're here. I don't think anybody is more important than the other. And unfortunately, it really does bother me that we do live in a space in the world where idolizing others is kind of like at the forefront of determining the pinnacle of what it means to be successful. Like it really, really does something to me, because people who were exceptional in their space and craft knew the same things as other people. They just do it differently. Some people were given God-given abilities and talents. Some people just work relentlessly hard overnight and they just caught a strive of luck and grace. Some people are just well-connected. And, you know, our bar today is through the lens of other people, through the lens of what we see. It's always a sense of comparison of what we should have versus what we think we should have versus what we do have. Man, the reason why I think that becomes very much a troubling issue isn't because I think we can undermine ourselves as people and focus on the lack of what we have instead of focusing on what we can have and what we do have. How we can achieve anything that we really put our minds to. It's just the understanding of knowing that our timing and those markers for those experiences may look different. Really, it does bother me to a sense to know that our minds and our lives are really or in the space of thresholds of markers of which we have to achieve things by certain ages to feel good and have this sense of accomplishment. And yet, I still think many people feel empty when they get that sense of accomplishment. Or kind of like the, I didn't realize it was going to be this difficult kind of comes into space. Like, you know, I think the best time for anybody is that figuring out stage and you're really just trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. Because you'll never get that time again. Because whenever you reach that marker that you want to reach, you will be a shell of that person before. Like, sure, that'll be the foundation of who you are. And sure, that'll be the person that got you to the point where you are today. But the figuring out stage, I do believe, is the best stage for anybody to be in because it's still like this innocence to the idea of what is important to us. Because when the experience happens and it happens in real time, I feel like everybody does that where it's like, man, I wish I can just go back to just being that person again. I think all the time how many times I've said to my friends, I wish I can just go back to being a college student again or a high school student again, just because of the innocence that came with understanding what it means to be an adult and to live a life of just figuring out paying bills and still figuring out what it is that's important to me. There's just an innocence that those times had. There was a freedom that I think those times had because now it's just trying to strive to reach that point of where I can feel like I can sit back and be like, you know, I'm happy for the work that I've done. And maybe that's just a me thing. But I don't feel that I'm the only one who thinks that way. I feel like a lot of us are comparing our past to now to the future. And once we hit that future self, we kind of sit back and be able to relax and be like, yeah, I did that. but deep down longing for that old sense of self of finding ourselves.
It's weird. It's weird. I can't explain it no better than that.
If you watch this, because I will definitely clip it up, like, if please tell me if I'm wrong in that space. But I just think that people really do enjoy the chase and the climb more than the actual success itself. Like, now we're talking like monetary, sure, money I feel like will make a lot of people's lives easier. But you also really hear people who do have money wish that they could kind of, you know, be in a different space where they did not have as much money, just because they know what comes with it now. After you buy everything you want, you still feel like there's people that are having their hand out asking for more. There's somebody always asking for more. And that's kind of a very, it's a very unique space to be in. And it's something I always imagine in my head, like, what would that be like to be in a space where, you know, people can ask you for whatever and it's at your disposal to be able to give them whatever. Like, I feel like that's a very unique space to be in. Very, probably very privileged and very blessed space as well, too. But I think it's very unique. I even think in the sense of, still one of my aspirations is to be a New York Times bestseller, which I still think I'll be one day. And I always ask myself, when I get there, will I feel any different? Or would I wish I was still this guy right now, still trying to figure out what books to write, struggling with procrastination at times to get past the threshold of myself and my own fears, my own insecurities sometimes in my writing. Like, it's a very unique space. But the point that I want to get into is that I just hopefully that we can find a sense of grace within ourselves, wherever that we are, man, to understand that a lot of things in this life aren't out of our control. You know, like they really are out of our control. Like, really all we can control is today and what we have and what we got going on. I really try our best to make a sense of have a sense of pride in the 24 hours that you have. That's rather you're at the place you want to be at, or you're just kind of getting started. Because at some point you will cross that path and you ask yourself the nights of worrying, does it matter? Because new worries are going to come, new fears are going to come, new doubts are going to come. I don't think there is a life that we live where the negative aspects which we want to remove so bad or avoid does not exist. We will always find a way to continuously live a life where we're going to experience things that are going to challenge us, that are going to make it hard. And it's always a new way to redefine ourselves to really understand what it is that's important to us. Like, it really is a unique thing. And I wish that, like, I'm sure like many other people, you want to find the answers to those questions of that unique thing. Like, what is it that I can do to kind of move away the negative things that I feel like that I'm feeling or experiencing? And you realize you can't. It's just all art of the life. Like, our life, there's an art to it. There's a freedom to it. There's a nuance of understanding that with good, there's bad. With ups, there's downs. With love, there's pain. Like, you know, you really can't avoid it. And it just makes you who you are. And it also makes the experience of the human experience very unique. So all I'm saying today, and hopefully all I'm saying for the rest of my life, and just as a mindset to have, is to know that I am where I am right now. It is okay. Life will be okay. Things will work out as I wanted to. I just have to stay persistent in the journey, and that's important to me. Continue to try to be good to people. Continue to try to live with an open heart. And understand the flaws that I may present in the world are always growing points to becoming a better person. There's no reason to beat yourself down. There's no reason to hurt others. It is simply understanding from your mistakes, becoming better, and moving forward. With that being said, I appreciate you all so much for another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I got a lot of interviews coming soon. Appreciate everybody on the Threads app that has contacted me. I've sent you all emails. And I'm so excited to connect with people and listen more to their stories and get back into the interview back. So appreciate you all. I'll see you next time. Until next time, peace.